Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you've tuned in too. Yes, the Joy Doctor Show brought to you each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, on Blog Talk Radio, you can hear the Joy Doctor Show each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you would like to call in, you may call 323-580-5712. Yes, that number again is 323-580-5712. And I would like to send a shout out tonight before we get started to my great friend on Let's Talk Truth. Yes, Miss Lois Bullock on Let's Talk Truth. Yes, I want to thank her personally for standing in for the Joy Doctor on last Monday night. Yes, last Monday night I was out of town. I had to take care of some business. But I thank Miss Bullock for stepping in, being a friend, and holding up the Joy Doctor in his stead. Yes, she did a wonderful job. I hope you enjoyed her. And yes, that is my friend, Miss Lois Bullock. And tune in to her show each Tuesday night on Blog Talk Radio. And it's called Let's Talk. Yes, it's called Let's Talk Truth, where each Tuesday night she comes on at 7 p.m. And you can tune in to Let's Talk Truth. It's the same number, 323-580-5712. And tonight, yes, tonight the Joy Doctor has a great show for you. We're going to talk about, of course, graduation. Yes. And I believe the title of the show is called Graduating Class. Yes, yes, yes. I remember those days like it was yesterday. Yes, graduating. Man, that's an important day in your life, a day that you will always remember. And the next day that you will always remember is, actually there's about two or three other events that's going to happen in your life that will be memorable. And why did I say that? Because after a period of time, they may not be memorable. It just might be a memorial. That's right. That's right. Yes. So the first day is graduation. Yes, that's the goal setting, the hard time, the perseverance has paid off, the everything is coming through. You're getting scholarships. You're getting aid. You're getting help. You have big goals and big ideas. You're dreaming big, as Mr. Motivator would say. You're dreaming big. Now you put down that piece of chicken and you got away from that potato salad and you're ready to reach for your dream. And not a glass of Kool-Aid, not a glass of soda, not even a cup of coffee. But you're ready to reach for your dreams and your goals. So graduation is the first milestone that you will or should accomplish. The next milestone or the next goal would be after you have graduated to either go to college or get a job. That's right. Get a J-O-B. In this case, it's called job and not job. That's right. It's called job and not job. Yes. Get a J-O-B or go to college. And then, if you decided to go to college, then while in college, you will want to get a, that's right, J-O-B. You know, because financial aid is what it is. It aids. It doesn't help. It doesn't provide. It aids. Yes. It's just like if you get a cut on your leg, a little scratch, you get a Band-Aid. Yes, it don't stop the hurting. It don't stop the pain, but it aids in healing. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what financial aid is. It aids you while you're going through. It doesn't help it, but it kind of soothes it over just a little bit. Emphasize that once you get into college and once you go through college, then you will want to get a job. Yes, you will want to begin to establish certain things that's going to be important to you in life. Yes, one of them is going to be character. Yes, character. Character is very important because when people see you, a lot of times they don't know you, but they see you, and what they see is not often what they like to see, or not often it's what they desire to see. So you have to build character. That's one of the things. And the next thing is credit. Yes, character and credit goes hand in hand. Because a lot of people look at that if you have bad credit, you have bad character. If you have bad character, you have bad credit. If you have good character, you have good credit. Now, we know that all these things are really fables and myths because you cannot determine who a person is or how a person is going to be just because of their character or their credit. That's right. Even though they go hand in hand, a lot of time they tend to differ. Because a person can be a great person, but not really know how to manage money. And then you have people that are able to manage money, but they are snobs, uptight, don't get along well with others, don't play good in the sandbox, throwing dirt everywhere. So we can't be judgmental. However, we can keep them as a suspect. That's right. That's right. Keep them on the suspect list. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure can. That's right. So character and then credit, these two things, if you establish them correctly in life, then they will take you a long ways. Yes, a lot of times character and credit will go far beyond your name. But what is a name? What is a name? A name is basically your character and your credit. But we're not going to dwell on that because we're talking about graduating. We're talking about the graduating class. Yes, yes, the graduation class. Yes, and after you graduate and you go to college, you choose to go to college, you get a job, then the next thing is more or less marriage. Yes, marriage. So you graduate, you go to college, you get a job, and then you get married. Now, that's usually the way it works. That's usually the step-by-step process. However, there are some that get married before they get a job. But however the situation is, or whatever the circumstances is, then that's what you have to go with. So, in that case, if you graduate, get a job, then get married, you can always come back if you desire and get a college degree. yes, you can always come back and get a college degree. Now, what I would like to do is I would like to tell you about the graduation class of May 23rd, 1972. Yeah. That's my year right there. That's my year. Yeah, that's a good year right there. May 23rd, 1972. Graduating from the Good Time, Bad Time High School. Yes, yes, GTBT High School. Ooh, yeah, the home of the dogs. That's right, that's right. And that's what we had, too. We had a dog, a real dog, as our mascot. Yep, I believe it was Cousin Talassie. Uh-huh, sure was. I believe it was Cousin Talassie. Yep, our mascot was a dog. Not the atomic dog, but our mascot was a dog. And that was at Good Time, Bad Time High School, May 23rd, 1972. I remember like it was yesterday. Now, at the graduation, you know, there had been a rough time for us. We had been through some things, had did some things, and some things we should not have done, like skipping class, hanging out with our friends, lying to our parents about where we were. You know, all of those things that children do in school. Now, not all children are like I was. You know, I was kind of like Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I had, you know, daytime, nighttime syndrome. Daytime, whew. I was a perfect A student. Nighttime, it just seemed like something about that darkening moon, it brought a whole different character out of me. Like I turned into somebody else. But I want to be thankful to these three gentlemen that helped me make it through. Yeah, so let's go back to May 23rd, 1972. Now, we won't have no ceremony music because on May 22nd, 1972, the person that was going to play the organ, they got a bad case of the arthritis. Yeah, Arthur creeped in on them. Uh-huh. Creeped up on them and smashed them. Yeah, he did. Came in there, he had two fingers curled up and three of them straight. Uh-huh. So there was no way he could play the graduation song. So our graduation, we had no music. That's right, at Good Time, Bad Time High School, we didn't have no music. But we still came out. Hoo, 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 hoo. Proud, excited, encouraged, like we could stand on the top of the world. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Couldn't nobody tell us nothing. And see, that's what happens a lot of times when, yes, you graduate, you feel like that you know everything. But however, there are a lot of things that you do not know that you need to listen to people that do know and already have been through it. Because as you get older, the things that they tell you now will definitely help you and keep you out of certain situations. So now, we're going to go over to May 23rd, 1972, to the graduation class of GTBT High School, the home of the dogs. Yes, yes.
Hello. free?
And the president. I never thought I would be the president, nor did I think I would be here in front of you today, because I didn't know nothing about school. Yes, I didn't know nothing about school. This school has taught me everything that there is to know about school. Yes, I am Fred, the captain of the football team. And I am the president of the senior class. I hope I said something today to help you.
Everybody clap for Fred. Fred, that was a wonderful job. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Damn, Nick. Who the hell? Hey. Beat by Travis. Our valedictor. Now give him a hand clap as he comes.
for them because they really, really helped me. I want to thank everybody who locked my locker, pushed my books down, picked on me, and let me know that I was loved. I want to thank my entire class for doing those things. But I also want to thank my entire class for helping me to get to this point as well. They are my friends, and friends help each other. I have a lot more to say, but I better cut it off right here because I am getting really nervous, and I should stop right now before I get real nervous. I thank you all for coming here to today for our graduation. Thank you all.
Good evening, everyone. Hi, my name is Nate. And you heard from my previous
brothers,
Fred, the football player. Awesome guy. Yes, he is. He's an awesome guy. Yes, he is.
My friend. Travis is my friend. He's the only friend that I have had from grade school. Yes, Travis, he's my friend. But I'm here to encourage the class. I want to leave with you or to start with you and say, go on. When life hands you a lemon, you take it and squeeze it and make lemonade. Pour your cup. Bring it down real slow and enjoy it because the aftertaste is going to be bitter. But I'm here to encourage the class of May 21st, 1962 to go on. They come from the word God. no's are going to come from people that you don't. The people that you don't know. The people that you would like to know. And even people that you don't need to know, but want to know. And as you notice, all these people are in a class of no. So you're going to have to look at your dream sometimes behind watering eyes. Understand that they don't understand your vision because their mind is crowded. In that time, I want you to remember these words. Go on, go on, go on. As you look around, we've been together for a long time. We've had some ups and we've had some downs. We've had some ins and we had some outs. We had some times when we had to stand time aside and times we had to stand back to back. But I want to say to the class of May 23rd, wasn't easy. Some of them have even fallen off along the way. We lost some and we gained some. But nevertheless, we are here and we made it. And as I come to a call, I want you to remember that you can make it. Nothing wrong with me. The road is not always going to be good. The path will often have branches drawn up in. But you have to decide that you are going to go on. You might lose some family members. You might lose some friends. You might lose some loved ones that are dear to you and promise to be there to meet you. But don't fret. Keep your eyes looking ahead. And remember in your mind the word that I have said. Go on. Go on. Go on. Thank you.
I remember that day. I remember that day. Woo! I remember that day like it was yesterday.
But you know what I remember most of all?
That those were some important words.
And they didn't know how inspiring they were. And the reason why they were inspired is because even though
prayer in my life, in all my life. Because no matter what they were dealing with, there was always me to encourage, help, and bring joy to someone else. And see, that's what it's all about. It's like to have faith, to have a hustle now. It's not always. We have to go on. We have to pray. We have to persevere. We have to pick up our passion. Put on our determination. And strive to achieve the goal that we have set out. This is a wise person. For which cometh our help. For we look it up in our own self. And we look it up, and that's the way we're going. We're going up. Because have you ever seen somebody walk a good distance, looking down? That's a person that don't know where they're going. Not sure. If they want to be where they're going, they have no idea when they're going to get there. So, don't let that person be you. Pick your heart up. Have passion. Like a computer man. Carry what you have before you go. When you get up in the morning, put on the perfection. Be determined to do the best that day. If you get sick and all, there is a yes. If you get turned down, things don't come out like they should. Remember, you always got the money. Don't give up. Let passion keep pushing. Let determination keep driving. And let strive keep pulling. To graduate from that situation and to the next situation. Because every time you graduate, you go a little higher. But every time you graduate, rest assured that you're going to have to graduate from something else. So, of a never-ending story. Because all your life, you're going to be graduating. Yes, all of your life, you're going to be graduating. There are classes that you're going to have to take. It's called life. There are lessons to be learned in life. But if you keep passion, determination, and strive to give it everything that you got, you are guaranteed to graduate every time. So, what does the joy doctor say? I'm saying that life is what it is. Like it is. Somebody wanted a little, make lemonade. Somebody give you some bubble gum, take it, put two sticks together and make your face. Don't just take it like it comes. Take it and make it work for you. Because these, and only these, when you have graduated to your next step. Yes, this has been the Joy Doctor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Joy Doctor Show and listening to the Joy Doctor each and every week from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Monday night.
And once again, I want to send a shout out to my friend, Lawrence Bullock. Yes, for Let's Talk Truth. And I want to thank him for sitting in on last podcast. And remember to tune in on Tuesday to Lawrence Bullock, Let's Talk Truth, and also my friend on Saturday, Mr. Motivator. These shows can be heard on Blog Talk Radio.